This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Quentin Kidd joins me on the long line. He is the director of the Center for Public Policy and an associate professor of political science at Christopher Newport University. We'll talk a little Virginia politics. Quentin, how are you?
I'm doing well, Coy. How are you doing?
Very good, very good. You've started a new school year, I assume?
Yeah, we did. This is our second week of the semester. I guess most universities and colleges in Virginia start either last week or this week, so everything's back to normal.
How many classes you got this semester?
I'm teaching two classes. Now, before anyone gets really upset out there, I'm the department chair, so I have all the other administrative work that goes with being that. So I'm teaching two classes, and then I have all my department chair and Center for Public Policy duties. So.
Yeah. So you're very busy.
I'm not just working 2 hours a day, I promise.
Well, a lot of folks who don't know academics may not know that if you're willing to serve as chair and
right.
take on all those headaches and duties, your teammates, your faculty mates give you a pass on some of the teaching responsibilities because those chairman duties can be quite onerous.
They take on a couple of courses that I would have taught so that I can do all the administrative stuff that they don't want to do. So
yeah.
you end up coming in about 8 in the morning and leaving sometimes at 8 at night as department chair.
Well, and that's the little secret about academics that people just don't know, that if you work at a university, and I know it because I married one, but you just work constantly, and people have no idea. They just assume you're just hanging around, but some of the hardest working people I know are actually in academics. Quentin Kidd is with the Christopher Newport University. Quentin, the bombshell this week, of course, is the Washington Post publication, Amy Gardner reporting, of Bob McDonald's master's thesis at 34 years old, master's in public policy at Regent University. His prescription for basically a Republican vision, Christian-centered vision of government, and
yeah.
Has everybody in political circles talking this week, wondering to what extent this might influence the election this year for governor. What's your take on all this?
Well, no, I think it's a real challenge to McDonald. Cree Deeds' campaign about 3 or 4 weeks ago had decided they were going to push the idea that Bob McDonald was too scary for moderate voters in Virginia, and they started off by talking about abortion, and McDonald had in the intervening 3 weeks or so had largely ignored the charge. You know, when reporters would ask him about abortion, he would say, you know, I've always been pro-life, everybody knows that, and then he would go on and talk about his economic policies or his energy policy proposals. And so the Deeds campaign was, I think, feeling a little frustrated that they weren't getting any traction off of that push. And nobody had actually thought, including, you know, I know Amy pretty well, and I talked to her about this. Nobody had thought to go back and look at anything that McDonald had written. And apparently Amy was interviewing Bob McDonald for some other story, and he mentioned his master's thesis in passing. And so she thought, I wonder what his master's thesis was about. And so she went to the Regent University website to look just to see how to get it, and it was available there online. And she started reading it and couldn't believe what she was reading. And that began the story that was last Sunday's bombshell in the Washington Post.
Yeah.
And the McDonald campaign has had a hard time recovering from that story because, in fact, they haven't recovered yet. They're still dealing with it because I don't think the McDonald campaign was prepared to have to defend that master's thesis.
We're talking with Quentin Kidd, a professor of political science at Christopher Newport University. Quentin, for the people who haven't read it, what is so bombshell about what this guy wrote, you know, 20 years ago?
Well, he advocates he's writing a thesis about the role of the family and about how the Republican Party and how policies the Republican Party supported should be should address the family and how that would cure the ills of some larger policy issues in America, basically. And so he essentially says things like, working women are detrimental to the family and the country, that contraception should be outlawed, that the state should legally discriminate against gays and lesbians, against homosexuals, and fornicators, that the government shouldn't really pay for education because government's hand in education would steer education in the wrong direction, et cetera. So things that were probably very mainstream on Regent University's campus in 1989, and back then it was not called Regent, it was called Christian Broadcast Network University, those views were probably very mainstream on that a few acres of land in Virginia Beach. But across the wider stretch of Virginia, even in the late 1980s, they certainly weren't mainstream, and they certainly aren't mainstream in Virginia today, and I think that's the problem he's having.
My guest is Quentin Kidd of Christopher Newport University. Quentin, as a guy who does a lot of polling and watches this stuff so closely, to what extent do you think that this news and the way it's handled by both campaigns, whether Deeds or McDonnell, are going to influence the independents and the moderates who might be paying attention this early on in the race? And to what extent is this going to affect the results in November, you think?
Well, it's going to have some effect. We've had one poll come out, a Rasmussen poll, and Rasmussen tends to be a kind of a center right polling firm. They do a lot of Republican work, but they're doing some legitimate polling here that shows McDonald's lead dropping a few points since the revelations came out. You know, it's going to play in the news. I mean, we're talking about it several days later. It's going to play in the news for a week and a half. Really high profile, and then I don't know what's going to happen then. It'll settle somewhere. The question is, does it settle with a low level discussion about McDonald's social positions on social policies, or can McDonald effectively sort of turn the corner and redirect the conversation back to the economy? If he can do that, I think the damage is minimized. If the Deeds campaign can keep the focus on him and his social positions, for example, if McDonald held a 90-minute news conference, phone news conference with media the day after this came out, and essentially disavowed everything he had written, said, you know, I've changed my views, I don't hold those views anymore. Well, what happened then is reporters immediately went back to the record, to his General Assembly record, to speeches he had given, and they're trying to find evidence that he still holds those views. So if they find a bill he'd introduced, a speech that he's given in the last 5 or 6 years that suggests that he still holds those views, then it's going to be another cycle of news. And so I think...
But then you have a candidate being forced to run from his own record, which... You know.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it stays in the news cycle like that, it does him no good, and more people are paying attention as we get closer to Election Day, and those moderate suburban women who aren't hardcore Republicans or hardcore Democrats but really think that they ought to have a right to decide whether they have an abortion or not, they're going to turn away from Bob McDonnell, and right now they seem to be supporting him.
We're talking with Quentin Kidd of Christopher Newport University, and the reason I ask about the moderates... let's continue that point for a minute here, Quentin, is in Virginia this year, those are the folks who are going to decide this election, right?
Yeah, moderate. In fact, if I had to say who's going to decide the election, I would say it's going to be moderate, middle-aged and younger women who are going to decide the election this year. It's not going to be African-Americans. It's not going to be men. It's not going to be middle-income people. It's going to be... politically or ideologically moderate middle-aged and younger women.
So those soccer moms again.
Well, those soccer moms and those new moms who are trying to sort of make it in the workforce but have very middle-of-the-road views when it comes to social issues. They've been taking contraception all their lives. They firmly believe in their right to choose whether they're going to have an abortion or not. They want public education to be good. You know, all of the views that McDonald seemed to argue against in that thesis, I think they're going to be the people who decide who the next governor is.
Wow, that's really interesting. Really interesting. I wonder if they know that.
Well, I'm not sure they know that because, you know,
and why
nobody
is that?
Told I mean, them yet.
Yeah, and explain why, for you know, just political science 101, why is it that vote this year in Virginia is so critical?
Well, because... that group of people, that segment of the population, is is not very partisan. They're very practical in their orientation, their political orientations. So they could care less whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. They want to hear you talking about the issues that are important to them. And up to this point, McDonnell has been talking about those issues. And so the Deeds campaign thinks if they can convince those very women that McDonnell, while he may have talked about the economy, has these other views that really are against what they believe, then they'll at least pause, if not change their mind on McDonnell. This election's not going to be, it's going to be a typical gubernatorial election in some ways. We're not going to have an especially high African-American turnout. We're not going to necessarily have an especially high turnout anyway, and so that's what makes that population of voters much more important.
We're talking with Quentin Kidd. He's director of Center for Public Policy and an associate professor of political science at Christopher Newport University. Quentin, we've heard for years and years these the social issues, the conservatives and Republicans in America and Virginia leading with and running on these social issues big time, certainly since Reagan, but it was there before. But they really learned to capitalize on it in the 80s. Are we seeing that disappear? Is that becoming, are the moderates less open to that now, and that's sort of becoming the thing you fire your base up with, but you don't really get a lot of votes with in the, you know, with the independents and the moderates?
Yeah, politics, you know, there are cycles in politics. People get excited about some things, and then their excitement dies off. The resurgence of sort of the social conservatism that began in the early 80s and has its roots back in the 60s played out in the 80s and 90s, and by the 2000s it had really played its course. I think the presidency of George W. Bush kind of helped convince some people that, you know, maybe we don't want somebody that has strong theocratic views making decisions in the White House based upon those views. So it kind of has played out. And the bad economy has really pushed it even lower on the agenda for most people. So you know, a soccer mom in 1992 may have really cared about some of these issues, but today she doesn't care about them because she's worried about school funding and she's worried about being her husband or herself being laid off. So it sort of runs in cycles. And right now, and Virginia's moved into a moderate position in the last several election cycles. And so right now, for somebody to be running on a social issue platform is really odd. It would be really odd for a Republican to be doing it. And in fact, Cree Deeds is not running on a social position platform. He's running to try to convince people that this other candidate, Bob McDonnell, really does have this secret agenda. So it's become a liability in Virginia, which is sort of a strange twist over the last decade.
Yeah, absolutely. Quentin, can Cree Deeds win on a message that's simply Bob McDonnell's too conservative for Virginia moderates?
Or, no, you know? No. And they know that. All Cree Deeds can do at this point is what all he's trying to do at this point is slow the momentum that McDonnell had down and put McDonnell on the defensive. It looks like that's happened. In order for Cree Deeds to gain any ground, he has to now come back to the voters and say, here's why I should be the next governor. So he can't win by saying Bob McDonnell is too scary to be governor. He can slow momentum down, he can cause people to pause, but in order for him to win, to gain their support, he has to convince them that he is the right person to be governor.
What's your thoughts, before we let you go, we're talking with Quentin Kidd of CNU. What are your thoughts about the Deeds campaign thus far?
I think thus far they have lackluster. I haven't been impressed. It seems like they came out of the primary, Cree Deeds crawled out of the primary. Nobody expected him to win. He came from behind. He beat Terry McAuliffe. He beat Brian Moran. But he was absolutely broke, and he had no staff when he won. And so he had to spend the next month and a half, raising money and building his staff up. And by the time he had done that, Bob McDonnell had gained such a lead over him that the only strategy that seemed to work would be to go after McDonnell on social issues. So up to this point, I haven't been impressed with what appears to be no strategy or some sort of developing strategy. The question is, do they capitalize upon this momentum shift and then project their image, or I'm sorry, their vision of Virginia under a Deeds governorship. And I think the jury's still out there. I will know in the next week or two if he's going to turn that corner. But if the last 2 months is any indication, it's going to be difficult for him to turn the corner. I'm never going to say never, because Deeds is a closer. You know, he always comes from behind and does really well, and he can do that again. But he's going to really have to get moving on it.
Quentin, I remember months ago we were talking about how we were going to see a lot of national money in this campaign because it was so important. Virginia and New Jersey, the only big elections right now this year. When are we going to see that? After Labor Day, like starting next week, are we going to see a lot of national money and more commercials? And
yeah, well, we're seeing it already. It's just maybe we've just been desensitized and we don't notice it. But, you know, there have been TV ads running all summer long, late spring, all summer long, in the major media markets, both McDonald campaign, now the Crete Deeds campaign, and then outside groups have been doing this. But the level of it's going to go up as we approach election day, and as the polls close, as the race gets tighter, you're going to see more intensity because neither side feels like they can afford to lose. So we've seen a lot of money already in Virginia from the outside. We're going to see more, especially if the race is really close.
Quentin Kidd is the director of the Center for Public Policy, an associate professor of political science, and chair of the department at Christopher Newport University. Quentin, always great to talk to you. Let's talk again soon.
Thanks, Coy. Take care.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.